I'm here at Pimlico with Nick Bush, the exercise writer for Always Dreaming. Nick, you were charged with a fantastic assignment to ride a horse that could possibly win the Kentucky Derby after he was a little cumbersome in the morning trying to run off. Talk about your experience getting on him with the new equipment, the draw reins, and all of that.
Yes, it was kind of a tough task because, you know, getting on a horse that you never sat on before with draw reins on, and because, you know, draw reins are a little difficult. They're not easy to ride in, and to going out there on Derby week, you know, in front of the whole crowd and trying to get the horse to relax and keep his head down and get him to relax, it was a tough task, but we got it done. It wasn't easy, but I think the first couple days was really difficult because he wasn't used to it and he was kind of bouncing around. But once he got used to him, he relaxed very well to him, which was good, you know, and going into the week.
I noticed he was, you know, pretty much running off for the week before. And when a horse does that, a lot of times they continue doing it. So did you have a lot of butterflies going out there the first day?
I had a little bit of, you know, the first day was a little bit of butterflies. I was like nervous. I was like, you know, he's peaking right now. He's got four legs. I got two. So if he wants to go, he can go. But actually, he relaxed with me. The more relaxed you are, the more relaxed they're gonna be. So I try to, like, let him know that, you know, we're here. We're gonna get the job done. We're not gonna go out here and do nothing crazy because, you know, the more nervous you are, the nervous the horse is gonna get because he feels that, you know. So I try to stay as calm as I could. Yep.
Yeah, the horses certainly pick up on the nervousness. So you got him finally where you wanted him, and he started to train better and look better in the morning. And then Johnny Velasquez worked him, and your work was outstanding because Johnny was able to breeze him without him running off too far. He went about a 16th of a mile at a full clip and then got him to settle with his great hands. Talk about that and how much you appreciated his work.
Oh, yeah, that was good, you know, and it's always good for the jockey to work from before the race because they know him, and Johnny always worked his horse. It was very important because, you know, he got out there and he relaxed him, and he felt like he knew what he was going to do before the race, and it was good because, you know, that's what you need, you know, the jockey to come out there and work him, and I think he did a good job, and he relaxed him really well. The horse worked lights out that day, so they kind of like, our light bulb jumped in, was like, this horse is probably, you know, he's going to do it probably. And that's what we all was thinking, and he did, so, which was good, right.
You've been an exercise rider for 10 years, and this is your first Derby winner, hopefully many more down the road. But talk about the Derby experience and how much that had an effect on you.
The Derby is a race that I always wanted to win since I was a kid growing up watching it. That was the first big race everybody watched. That's the race, you know, I've been up to a lot of big races, and, you know, the Derby is the one race everybody wants to watch. I mean, wants to win. And it was amazing because to win it is the best feeling ever, you know. Every exercise rider I wish could feel that feeling because it was a dream come true, you know. Dreaming about it as a kid, then actually living it out, it was amazing. And a horse like that is going to be great, you know.
Was it a little extra special knowing you had such a big hand in the result?
Of course, you know. Once you know, that makes it even worth more the while, I'd say, because you know, you're getting recognition for it and all that effort for helping out because it's all a team effort here. But you know, I had a special little hand because I got put on him a week before. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. Yes.
Well, let's fast forward now to this week here at Pimlico. Looks like the horse has been under control. The first time I saw him train was a drone video that Zoe Cadman posted, and he looked fantastic. Talk about how he's coming into this race.
He's coming in this race good. I had a drone follow me around there, and they watched me the first day he galloped, which he was nice and relaxed. A couple days ago, he was doing a little bucking, a little rambunctious with me. But it's a good sign because, you know, you just ran a mile and a quarter, and the fractions that he ran was ridiculous. And for him to come out of the race feeling like that and bouncing like this, this is good. This is where you want him, you know. This is where you want him to be peaking at again. And he's training really well. Like today, he really made me earn it today by holding him. It's day-to-day with him. It's unbelievable. I can't wait for him to let this horse go again. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I heard that you really impressed the boss this morning because he was feeling so good. Do you see him feeling that way all the way up into the race?
Hopefully that's where you want them to. And, you know, we got, what, two more days left or three more days left. And that's hopefully those three next 3 days. It's kind of hard on me, but I like to see him like that because, I mean, I'd rather take all the pain right now and have him pull me around there and then have the reward for Saturday, you know, than to have him run off and not have any reward Saturday. So, yeah, this is good.
Okay, so now we'll go down the road even more. He's if he wins this race, he's going to be going for the Triple Crown, and he's going to have to run a mile and a half. What is your opinion of him being able to get that distance, and will you be able to keep him in check for another 3 weeks?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do the best we can to get along with him. But a mile and a half, if you watch the Kentucky Derby and watch how he did it and watch his gallop out, the mile and a half does not even faze me one bit. I mean, he went 22:46 on the front end, and then he galloped out. And I know that they said that a whole lot of horses had a bad trip or whatever, but there was nothing coming to him in the gallop out. And usually that's when horses come to you. He was kind of had his ears pricked and was kind of kept going on around there. So I'm kind of like, I'm thinking the mile and a half is not going to be anything to him, you know?